Sam, reporting from a new awareness. Your choice. Project or extend. An excerpt from Book 2, A Change in Perception. A Course in Miracles reminds us, as humans, we either project or extend. Feeling distanced from everyone, the ego within me made sure to project my issues onto someone else. Projection to the ego is a means of getting rid of something it does not want. In truth, it is the fundamental law of sharing, by which we give what we value in order to keep it in our mind. The ego always tries to preserve conflict by projecting it out from our mind to other minds. However, we cannot project conflict because it cannot be shared. Giving it away only ensures that we keep it. The belief that by seeing it outside of us, we exclude it from within is a complete distortion of the power of extension. Anger and attack come from an attempt to project responsibility for our own errors. Projection means anger. Anger fosters assault, and assault promotes fear. That is why those who project are vigilant for their own safety. They are afraid that their projections will return and hurt them. Believing they have blotted their projections from their own minds, they also believe their projections are trying to creep back in. Since the projections have not left their minds, they are forced to engage in constant activity in order to recognize this. The land of separation beckoned to me once again. Instead of seeing how chaotic this first Christmas season was for Rachel without her husband, I thought only of the limitation my family seemed to be experiencing. Jealousy and anger took the place of compassion and love as my ego automatically switched again to victim mentality. What we see in others is a reflection of our own consciousness. Projection is a way we use to cast our fears and lay our shortcomings onto others. The more we project how we feel about ourselves onto others, the longer it takes to help our soul advance. It was not clear to me at the time how the refuge of projection placed me in a prison apart from everyone else. I now see the pain others were dealing with that I, in my own pain, failed to see. The thought that we all choose our lives here is comforting. Judging any experience as unfair always leads to separation from others. At this time, my mind refused to recognize the abundance of opportunities to change the world around me. Victim mentality stopped me from creating my own experiences and filling my life with gratitude and joy. It never entered my mind that my experiences would change when my responses to what happened around me changed. This is an excerpt from the end of my soap opera life, Book 2, A Change in Perception. You can now download the free book, the free ebook, at lightworkerslog.com. Shine on, bright light.